Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I'm your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again for this installment of our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen. We're in part two of obedience under chasing hard after God. We are chasing hard after the God of our salvation. Amen. And we're talking about obedience this week. Amen. At the top of the week, amen, I gave you a definition for obedience. Amen. That we found interesting as in the reading as we were studying the Word of God. And that biblical definition that I found actually in an article, and I pointed you to that article in religions.com written by Mary Fairchild. Amen. I hope you got the opportunity to read it. That definition is biblical obedience is to hear, trust, submit, and surrender to the will of God. The dictionary definition that I got is obedience is positioning oneself under someone by submitting to their authority and command. Amen. So obedience is to hear, to trust, to submit, and to surrender. Glory to God. And I gave you scriptures like crazy last week. Amen. About trust, scriptures about hearing, scriptures about submission, scriptures about surrendering, to trust. Amen. In the Word of God, it means to have confidence or be secure in. To hear means to listen and obey, to give attention or to give heed to something. To submit is to obey, to yield yourself, to be subject. To surrender is to cease to resist, glory to God, or to yield to or to submit. Amen. Amen. We had so many scriptures. I didn't want to do that to you today. I wanted you to be able to hear the Word of God because I promised you part two, we were going to talk about Saul and David. Amen. And the scripture that I'm leading with is actually coming out of First Samuel. Amen. And it's chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. Hope you have your Bibles. As much as I enjoy reading to you, I need you to see the Word of God for yourself. I'm not making up a word of it. It came directly from the mouth of God. Amen. That's why it has power. That's why it's alive, because it came forth out of our extraordinary God's mouth. Amen. And it is a living word. Amen. Able to bring forth salvation, bring forth healing, able to change your mind even right now while you're listening. And I give glory and honor to the Lord. First Samuel 15 and 22 and 23 says, "But Samuel replied, 'Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king.'" 1 Samuel 15, 22 through 23. And that is part of the reading today. Because remember, I told you we were talking today about the first kings of Israel, Saul and David. Amen. And I guess in these readings, we are doing a bit of a compare and contrast. Amen. Because we are still talking about obedience. Amen. And that word that was just read was spoken directly by Samuel the prophet. Amen. The Lord used that man of God mightily in scripture. Amen. 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 And amen. Glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord God, for everything. Oh, God, thank you for all things. Lord, we thank you for eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are removing, Lord God, the foolishness in the landscape of our minds, Lord God, even the way that we process information, Lord God. You are healing us so that we're able to see and understand that you are God and there is no other. You are the only true and the only living God that has ever been. All powerful, all seeing, all knowing, omnipresent God. You are indeed Him. Oh Lord God, and we submit and surrender ourselves to you right now, thanking you, Lord God, for all things that you've done already, even in bringing us all to this moment. We praise your name, oh God, because in this moment is salvation. In this moment, there is clarity. In this moment, you are moving. you are speaking, and we thank you, Lord God. Bless each and every one, Lord God, that is listening today, Lord God, that their eyes be open and their ears, Lord God, be pierced by the word of God. Oh, Lord, that they understand, Lord God, so intensely and so much more than they ever did before, Lord God. Oh, Lord, open their understanding, Lord God. You said with all our getting to get understanding. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, let it be so in us even right now. Oh, Lord, I lift everyone up, Lord God, that you might move in their minds and in their hearts and in their atmosphere right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that you bring healing, Lord God, with your mighty hand, Lord God, in every cell and their body must comply with the Spirit of God even right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be saved in Jesus' name. And peace right now in your surroundings in the mighty name of Jesus. Move, God, every spirit of confusion out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so that your servant can sit, Lord God, in this place, Lord God, and hear from you, hear your voice, hear you speak through the words, hear you, Lord God, in their situation, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you are able to touch each and every one of us at the same time, no matter what distance we are apart, no matter what our time, the time difference is between us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, when it's 1 o'clock in the United States, Lord God, and 10 a.m. in the morning somewhere else, you are able to move. Oh, God, time and space have no difference. It doesn't matter with the God of the universe because you are God. Oh, my God, and you see us all and you have a plan. Amen. A plan for all of us, a plan to be great in your kingdom, a plan to be healed, a plan, glory to God, to be successful, a plan to prosper all of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for it. We bless your name, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, going forward in all things. Help us to choose righteousness, to choose holiness, Lord God, over, Lord God, the choices that the world submits. Give us eyes and understanding and ears to see, Lord God, and discern the difference, Lord God, between evil and good, according to your standard, Lord God, and not the world's. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord because he is God and there is no other. Hallelujah. Jesus is God of my salvation and I give him glory because he is my hero. Amen. I have gone through some circumstances in this past month and had more pain than I've ever had in my life. I didn't know what I was going to do or how I would go forward, but God knew. Jesus knew. Amen. And he's been with me every step of the way and I give him glory because he has a plan. Glory to God for my life and a plan for me to be successful, to be excellent, to be great, hallelujah, in the kingdom of God. It's his plan, not mine. Amen. I didn't foresee those things, but the Lord, he did. Amen. Just like he sees your situation, just like he knows you by your name. Amen. Before your mother, before you were even a twinkle in your mother and your father's eye, Jesus knew you. He knew what you would be. He knew where you would be even right now. He knew where you would be sitting, where you'd be standing, where you'd be lying in this moment. And he sees your circumstance, and the Lord does care. Glory to God, and he's working it out behind the scenes. Amen. You submit yourself in obedience to the Lord. I promise you he will work it out. His word proves over and over and over and over again, amen, that he is truly God and the only God, amen. All kinds of other things say they are God, and there are other people in the world that say there is no God, but all of them are spirits of the Antichrist, spirits, amen, that are against God, enmities of God. They're enemies of the Lord. Amen. But we, glory to God, are friends of God because we submit ourselves to him and we obey him and he works it out. Amen. David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Truly, the Lord has fashioned each and every one of us as sheep. And sometimes, as sheep do, we go astray. But the Lord is God. Amen. And he loves us so much that he carefully, amen, and lovingly reels us back in so that we're back in safe space, back in safe pastures. Amen. And if we but obey the voice of the shepherd, he'll work it all out. Amen. I like that. I love, as a matter of fact, that scripture that David wrote, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Amen. Even before we know that we have a need, The Lord has already worked it out. He's already found safe grazing. He's already found the safe area. All we have to do, amen, is to comply with his spirit and submit ourselves to him, and he'll bring us, amen, to that safe place, amen. Even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of being on the cliff and about to fall off the edge, the Lord, he sees, and he has a plan. Hallelujah, to work it out for you. Amen. Submit yourself to him. Trust him. Amen. He has the best, amen, the best intentions for all of us. And I praise God for that. Amen. We're talking about the first kings of Israel today, and our reading is coming from 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 31. And then we're going to go to 1 Samuel 23, and we're going to read 2 through 14. Amen. Glory to God. I hope you have it in your Bibles. 1 Samuel, chapter 15, verses 1 through 31. Samuel also said unto Saul, "The Lord sent me to anoint thee to be king over his people, over Israel. Now therefore hearken thou unto the voice of the words of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel. Now he laid wait for him He laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass." And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. And Saul came to the city of Amalek and laid wait in the valley. And Saul said unto the Kenites, "Go, depart, get you down from among the Amalekites, lest I destroy you with them. For you showed kindness to all the children of Israel when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites departed from among the Amalekites. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah until thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive and utterly destroyed all the people with the edge of the sword. But Saul and the people spared Agag and the best of the sheep and of the oxen and of the fatling and of the lambs, all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse they destroyed utterly. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, "It repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me and hath not performed my commandments." And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. And when Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, "Saul came to Carmel, and behold, he set him up a place and is gone about and passed on and gone down to Gilgal." And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, "Blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord." And Samuel said, "What meaneth then this bleating of sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of oxen which I hear?" And Saul said, "They have brought them from the Amalekites, for the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed." Then Samuel said to Saul, "Stay, and I will tell thee what the Lord hath said to me this night." And he said unto him, "Say on." And Samuel said, "When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord?'" And Saul said unto Samuel, "Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me and have brought back Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. As Samuel turned about to go away, he laid hold upon the skirt of his mantle and rent it. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee this day, and hath given it to a neighbor of thine that is better than thou. And also the strength of Israel will not lie nor repent, for he is not a man that he should repent. Then he said, I have sinned, yet honor me now, I pray thee, before the elders of my people and before Israel, and turn again with me that I may worship the Lord thy God. So Samuel turned again after Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. Amen. I read to you from 1 Samuel chapters 1 through 31. Amen. The Lord had given Samuel a commandment to utterly destroy the Amalekites, amen, because of the way the Amalekites came against the people of God in Egypt. Amen. Those scriptures is in Exodus chapter 17. If you read from 8 to 16, it talks about how Amalek came against the children of Israel as they were journeying from Egypt. Amen. They were still at Rephidim when Amalek attacked them. Amen. And the Lord told them that he would remember them. Amen. And that he would, amen, destroy them. And this was that time that the Lord had chosen, amen, to bring his word to pass, to utterly destroy the Amalekites. And he gave that task to Saul, whom he had made king of Israel, and who he had placed his anointing upon. The favor of God was upon Saul. But Saul chose, amen, to go in his own way. He did not obey the voice of the Lord to utterly destroy the Amalekites. He came out with the king and with the best of the spoils of Amalek. And the Lord did not accept any of it. As a matter of fact, you'll see in the scriptures later on where Samuel himself ended up killing the king because Saul did not do it. The Lord said utterly destroy. When the Lord says to do thus and so, we must do thus and so. We cannot go in and do what we think is best because something else looks better than what the Lord has said to us. Because remember, the Lord knows what is best for each and every one of us. He knows what we have need of. He can see past the moment that we are in, and we cannot. So we must, amen, obey the word line upon line and precept upon precept and gain the understanding of the things that we don't understand so that we don't, amen, do the thing that Saul did, amen, and bring the disapproval of heaven upon our lives because the Lord had now rejected Saul as king, amen, and as it happens, amen, the Lord had another man in mind. Amen. But one that he called a man after his heart in scripture, David. He was called a man after the heart of God. Amen. Because not because he didn't do things that were wrong, not because he didn't make mistakes, but because he was contrite and he loved the Lord and he wanted to do everything the Lord told him to do. So he knew how to, when he did sin, he turned away from his sin and came back to the God of his salvation and did obey. Amen. If he consulted with the Lord, amen, which you will see in the next scriptures that we're about to read, glory to God. And because of that, amen, his house never died, whereas Saul's, his entire household died. It was wiped out. Amen. Saul no longer has any generations in the earth. Glory to God. But the house of David, amen, it is still alive. Amen. And we give glory and honor to the Lord. Hallelujah. We're reading from 1 Samuel chapters 23, and we're just going to read verses 2 through 14, not as long as the prior reading. Amen. And I want you to consider, amen, both of these men. They were both men of God. God chose both of them. Amen. One he chose, amen, he chose when they first rejected the Lord. And read all of the scriptures in 1 Samuel, because the people of God actually rejected God because they wanted to be more like the world around them. They wanted to have a king like they did, even though the Lord had brought them forth with his mighty hand, amen, with signs and wonders, and they could have what heaven was at their doorstep, and they did not realize what they have. And that is so true in the world today, that people don't know who they are and they don't realize what they have. So they reject God and they'd rather have this thing and the other thing because they can see it. And in this moment that they're standing in right now, it looks like it's better for them, but it's not. It is an illusion. It is a mirage. Amen. We get pleasure for a moment and for a season in this world, but then we get trouble that won't stop and won't quit, and we can't be comforted. But God is the God of salvation. Jesus, amen, brings forth salvation with his mighty hand. And he is, amen, he brings forth comfort to his people. Amen. The word of God says that the Holy Spirit is the comforter, the paraclete, the advocate. Jesus is our mediator. Amen. And he brought forth salvation with his mighty hand and brought us back into right fellowship with the Father, amen, whom they have rejected. Glory to God. But we are in a different season. We are in grace, amen. And the Lord is bringing his people back, amen, to their intended place, amen, back to a place of good fellowship with God, back to a place where we can speak one-on-one with God ourselves. We don't have to have someone go in. The priest had to go in for them, amen, to make petitions to the Lord. We don't have to have anybody do that for us in the comfort of our homes or in our cars while we're driving down the street or on the road while we're walking. We can speak to God one-on-one, and he hears us, and he blesses us. Amen. He blesses us. Glory to God. He hears our cry. Amen. And his ear is not too far from us. Amen. He hears and he sees all things. Amen. And he is working things out for us. He's working it out. Amen. So that we, amen, are in the right place. Glory to God, at the right time to receive the greatest of blessings, which is his salvation. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We are going, amen, to 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 2 through 14. 1 Samuel 23, amen. Therefore, David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go and smite these Philistines? And the Lord said unto David, go and smite the Philistines and save Keilah. And David's men said unto him, behold, we be afraid here in Judah. How much more than if we come to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? Then David inquired again of the Lord. And the Lord answered him and said, arise and go to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. And it came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Amalek, fled to David to Keilah, that he came down with an ephod in his hand. And it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah. And Saul said, God hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war, to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar the priest, "Bring hither the ephod." Then said David, "O Lord God of Israel, thou servant hast certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant hath heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant." And the Lord said, "He will come down." Then said David, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul?" And the Lord said, "They will deliver thee up." Then David and his men, which were about 600, arose and departed out of Keilah, and went whithersoever they could go. And it was told Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbear to go forth. And David abode in the wilderness and the strongholds, and remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not into his hand. Amen. That's all I want to read of that, because I want you to see, amen, the compare and the contrast, where Saul humbly submitted himself to the Lord, and he did obey God. He asked the Lord before, amen, attacking the people who were trying to destroy, the Philistines were trying to destroy a whole town of Keilah. Amen. And David, amen, had heard, and he asked the Lord if it was okay to do it. Amen. And that is how we ought to submit ourselves to the Lord. When we have a decision before us, and it looks good to us that we should do it, and it feels like we should do it, and we have others rallied behind us saying, "Oh yeah, you should do that." Amen. We should get into our secret closet, into our place where we pray before the Lord and ask the Lord, "Is this what I should do? Should I go to this place? Should I go to that place? Is this the right decision? Is this the wrong decision? Is this the time you would have me to do this? Lord God, show me your way, Lord, that I not walk after my ways and be obedient before you, but I want to do what it is that you would have me to do. After all, you are, oh God, my creator. You know exactly what is good for me and what is evil. You know the steps that you have set before me and the path that you have destined that I walk. You know the way already, Lord, because you are the way. Scripture says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man, amen, can come to the Father except by him. Glory to God. So we know that Jesus is the way. So why not submit to the way? Amen. To the one who knows the direction that we ought to be going. To the one who knows where the success is that we ought to have. Amen. The Lord will not withhold any good thing from us. The word tells us that. And God is not a man that he should lie. And that we cannot measure him in the same way that we measure men. His standard is way higher than we are able to reach, but we walk in his way, and his spirit makes us able to move in the ways of godliness. His spirit makes us able to move in the ways of holiness. It is his righteousness that is within us, because our righteousness, it is as filthy rags, but the righteousness of Christ, it is in us, and it leads us and guides us into all truth. The spirit of God that is in us, it leads us to every truth. Amen. We're chasing hard after God today. We're chasing hard after obedience, that we be in the right place at the right time with the right people. Amen. Speaking the right word. Glory to God. We're chasing hard after God. Amen. We find our identity in God. We're strong and courageous because he is with us wherever we go. Amen. And we are obedient. Glory to God. By his spirit, he makes us able. Amen. Submit yourself to the Lord. Amen. He has good in mind for you. And if you don't know him, repent today. Repentance is to change your mind and to turn away from all those things that you know are not right. You know they're not correct. And get into the word of God and find out those things that you don't know. Amen. Pray before the Lord, and he will fill you with the Holy Ghost and fire. The disciple Peter got up and preached on the day of Pentecost. And when they asked him, "Men and brethren, what shall we do to be saved?" He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And they were speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. And that was a sign and the beginning of this dispensation that we're in right now. Amen. What happened to them on that day was prophesied in the book of Joel. Amen. That the Lord would pour out his Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters, they shall prophesy. Glory to God. And we're seeing it happening throughout the earth. The Lord is moving mighty and bringing salvation with his mighty hands to all people. Amen. The Lord doesn't care what the ethnicity, what the race is, what the gender is. He's bringing salvation to all. And we give glory to God. This is the God that we're chasing hard after. Hallelujah, our creator and our hope. Amen. The one who is the builder of our faith. Amen. The one who brings us light. Glory to God out of darkness. Amen. We give glory and honor to Jesus, our salvation today. Amen. Amen. He is my hero, and there is no one else, hallelujah, that can do the things that he can do or be the kind of friend that he is. Glory to God. Amen. And we honor him. Chasing hard after God. Obedience, part two. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.